Rumors, Refugees, and Revolution, a short story. The flies are buzzing about in the summer heat. Rumors, refugees, and revolution float. Bills of mortality are for sale daily, penny per publication. The church's minister had seen and smelled this all before. Vapors emitting from the excrement of the earth like an exhalation. Authorities getting nervous. Pubs full of brief revelers. And the poor being thought to carry contagion with and in their sin. The rich had already fled with their doctors and clergy. I was born in a bathhouse brothel to a silly bitch who slept with someone almost as stupid as she was. I became the filth on your street. Dirt's just a fact of life. You must understand, Mama admired anyone who was a holy man healer. In these times, mystics mill around every street corner. The cause of this health scourge was thought to be everyday religious misdemeanors. We quickly found our miracle worker, and a miracle is a miracle whether it be a good one or evil one. He preached casting out sin through the act of sin itself, redemption through fornication, and Mom expediently sacrificed her spirit on the altar of his seduction for the common good, and it can be said in the healer's estimation that venereal disease is getting touched by the hand of God. I left Mom alone after that, singing her syphilis psalms. The mayor created a contraption in which to live, to protect himself from his constituents, and decreed, "Mark the doors of the sick with a giant red cross. Tell all the others to send the vagrants packing." Neighborhood watch squads made certain that the dying did not escape from their padlocked, infected homes. The belongings of the dead were auctioned to pay for their coffins, and alas, poor me became the town's grave digger, humming along as I dig to an imaginary piano playing out of tune in a high-end key. Ring around the roses, pockets full of...